Hello, everybody. Welcome to UMBC versus Johns Hopkins. UMBC looking to pick up their first win of the season. A game about to get underway here in the first period. Taking the faceoff for UMBC will be number 16, Brandon Feldman. Johns Hopkins wins the draw right off the hop, taking to Mason Albert along the boards. Scrum forward along the boards on the right side. Taking that puck away on the left side is Brenner Granston, returning tonight for the second straight game. This shot from Johns Hopkins turned aside by Sean Brown for the whistle, 16 seconds into the first period. Another faceoff will be coming in the UMBC zone to be taken once again by Feldman going up against Hopkins center. Away on the drop. Draw is won by UMBC. Flipped out of the boards. The shot goes in. They score. Johns Hopkins on the board first. 20 seconds into the game. It is 1-0 for the Blue Jays. Lost faceoff in the center dot. Taken advantage of by the Blue Jays. Backhand shot beats Sean Brown. And 1-0. Anthony Song with the goal for the Blue Jays, unassisted. Blue Jays win the draw once more, trying to take this back as UMBC. This puck will be taken over the center line. Big hit by Brenner Granston along the boards, trying to free this puck up to be taken back by Leif Benner of the Blue Jays. Johns Hopkins behind their own net, looking to start another rush up the wing. This puck will come on the outside, trying to move it ahead for Lars Benner of the Blue Jays. This one will be taken back by Brenner Granston for UMBC. DeAngelis trying to take this up for a rush for UMBC. Blue Jays able to take it back. Blue Jays will start this rush in their own end. Gets around DeAngelis, feeding this puck ahead over the center line to be taking it over the blue line once more. Cuts to the back end, tries to look for an angle. That one will be shut down by Granston. This one will come all the way back to the point for another shot that whistles wide of Brown. Puck loose behind the net to be played by Micah Temenak. Temenak hit along the boards, moves this puck back to Ethan Freeze. Freeze moves it to Granston. Granston will deke it past the center line. He'll take this into the zone himself. He's got Freeze trailing. Granston loses this puck, gets it back. Blue Jays able to take control in the defensive zone. They'll play this puck behind their own net, dumped behind to be picked up once more for the shot from the outside, turned aside by Austin Niedelkoffler, Blue Jays goaltender in net tonight. Blue Jays will dump this puck into the zone. That'll be Lars Benner dumping this puck in to be played behind Sean Brown. UMBC with this puck looking to start a rush the other way. Pass from behind the net picked off by the Blue Jays. Hopkins able to keep this puck in the zone. This puck centering pass broken up on the outside by UMBC. Blue Jays still keeping this puck in the offensive zone, looking to add a second goal to the game. 2 minutes into the first period, it is 1-0. For Johns Hopkins. They will keep this puck in the offensive zone to be played on the boards once again. Moving this puck behind Sean Brown, looking to wheel this puck back up to the point. They'll get this puck up to the point. Another shot towards the goal. Deflects into the net. They score. 2-0 for the Blue Jays. 17:45 to go in the first period. A trickling shot from the point beats Sean Brown. And it is 2-0. For the Blue Jays. UMBC with a hole to climb out of early in this one once again. Shot by Luke Tarzi beats Sean Brown. That'll be his first goal of the game. It is 2-0 for the Blue Jays. 17:45 to go in the first period. This puck will be won by UMBC as Ryan Lee looks to take this puck over the zone. This one will be taken away. Johns Hopkins looks to start a rush the other way. Lee will take this puck back for the Retrievers. Lee will skate this puck out of his own end and over the center line, looking to start a rush for number 6, Philip Prum. Lee will get this puck back along the corner, looking to set something up and get some momentum back in the UMBC zone. Unable to get this puck out is Johns Hopkins. They will get this puck again and just able to get it out of the zone for a one-on-one rush the other way. This one will be broken up by Gavin Hayes of UMBC. Hayes will take this puck over the center line. He's got Crum with him on the other side. Hayes will dump this puck behind the net after a big hit along the corner. Hayes is up. scrum for it behind the Johns Hopkins net. UMBC looking to get back into this one early as they fall behind. This puck will bounce all the way back out for another takeaway, and it's an odd man rush for Johns Hopkins. A two-on-one with Lee, the only man back. Lee makes a nice defensive play to break it up, trying to get this puck all the way out of the zone. A big save by Sean Brown on the wide-open man in front to keep this a two-goal game and keeps this one from getting a little out of hand. This puck will be all the way down for an icing on UMBC. 16:34 to go in the first period. The Blue Jays off to a roaring start. They've got a 2-0 lead over the UMBC Retrievers. Both winless teams looking to pick up their first win of the season. Blue Jays off to a strong start in this one. So far, they've got 4 shots on goal. 2 of them have beat goaltender Sean Brown, and UMBC so far with 1 of their own. 16:34 to go in the first period. This puck is down in the UMBC zone to be played by UMBC in their own end. Once again, this puck comes out in front. Another shot turned aside by Brown. Shot along the ice deflects. Brown able to track it. This one will be all the way back up to the point for another shot right to the chest of Sean Brown. He makes the save for his 5th save of the game. Another faceoff in the UMBC zone on the opposite side. Line changes coming for both sides. Lee will be off the ice. Taking this faceoff will be Brandon Feldman. Feldman will win the draw. Back to Brenner Granston. Granston tries to get this puck out of the zone, unable to clear it past the blue line. The Blue Jays will keep this puck in their own zone. They're playing it will be number 44, Leif Benner, back to the point. Once more, this shot along the wings deflects wide and turned aside once again by Brown. I'll say that puck is in, as a matter of fact. 3-0 for the Blue Jays. That puck deflects all the way in. 16:05 left in the first period. Blue Jays already off to a 3-0 start.
What's the number?
Leif Benner with the goal for the Blue Jays, assisted by number 14, Mason Albert. UMBC will take their time out. 16:05 to go in the first period. This faceoff will be at center ice following the Blue Jays' goal by Leif Benner. 3-0 for the Blue Jays early in the first period. This faceoff will be won by Johns Hopkins. They'll take this back in their own defensive zone. This puck will be taken away by Brandon Feldman. This pass off the skate of Ethan Fries back into their own zone. Fries will dump this over to Granston. Granston catches a divot in the ice, loses his balance, but he's able to get this puck back. Trying to pressure his freeze. Benner able to get that away for Johns Hopkins. Trying to dump this puck ahead. Leif Benner will play it again for the Blue Jays. This puck over the center line. Now into the offensive zone for the Blue Jays. Looking for another one here as this shot whistles wide of Sean Brown. 7 shots on goal for the Blue Jays here. 15:20 to go in the first period. So far, 3-0 for the Blue Jays. UMBC still looking for their first goal of this game. Johns Hopkins is much more organized at this moment, connecting on their passes so far early on. Granston able to get this puck to Ethan Fries, tries to make a deke to the outside. This one taken away by Leif Benner. Lee's puck is taken away by Leif Benner as well. Benner takes this puck into the offensive zone. His pass picked off by Ethan Fries. Johns Hopkins dumps his puck again. Play by Ethan Fries, his own zone back to Granston. This one to Brandon Feldman. Trying to start a rush up the wing. They'll slow this puck down as Feldman will dump this along the boards. Picked off by Johns Hopkins. A deke over the blue line. Looking to make another move to the middle. Outside, this shot along the ice turned aside by Brown. His 4th save of the game. Ryan Lee plays this puck behind his own net. Fans on the pass can't get it out of the zone. Johns Hopkins able to keep it in. This puck to the outside, taken away once again, and now moving up the ice is Brenner Granston for a 2-on-2 with Ethan Fries. Granston takes this puck over the line, behind the net, looking to set up something around the net once more, has this puck taken away. Johns Hopkins will start another rush up the wing once again. Lauren Penn will dump this puck along the other way, picked off by Gavin Hayes. Brenner Granston will take this puck back over the center line. As DeAngelis on the wing, Granston will take it over the line himself, takes a shot that whistles wide of the goal. Granston picks it back up again, this one turned aside by Niederkoffler. UMBC has this puck back again. Poscher will dump this towards the net, doesn't get to Niederkoffler. This puck deflected into the corner. Granston tries to take a shot from the point, that goes wide to Niederkoffler again. UMBC with their first sustained zone possession of the game, 13:38 to go in the first period, 3-0 for the Johns Hopkins Blue Jays. This one, DeAngelis comes and takes a shot from around the point. That one turned aside by Niederkoff. That one glanced off his pad. DeAngelis, his first shot on goal of the game. Granston has this puck at the point once again. Makes a deke to the outside. Deeks along the wing. Takes the shot that gets turned aside once again. Back to the point for James Poeschel. Poeschel throws this one to the net wide. Picked up on the side by Dylan Schaub. Granston keeps this puck in. Deeks around the outside. Throws this one to the net. That one goes wide. Picked up behind the net by Gavin Hayes. Looking to circle this one back to James Poeschel at the point. That one is chunked, and Johns Hopkins will start a rush the other way. Picked off by Brenner Granston. Got a potential odd man break if he brings it in. UMBC offsides. 12:52 to go in period number one. 3-0 for the Blue Jays. Another faceoff coming at center ice. Line changes coming for both sides. Johns Hopkins getting fresh legs on. Taking the faceoff for UMBC will be Gavin Hayes. Surrounding him, Brandon Feldman and Dylan Schaub. This draw won by UMBC and dumped into the offensive zone. Trying to knock this puck down, but this one is taken. Benner loses the puck. Lee dumps it ahead for Phil Crum. Johns Hopkins will take this puck back behind their own cage once again to be played by Dylan Schaub. Whistle goes, puck in the own zone. Penalty upcoming to Johns Hopkins. First power play of the game will go to UMBC. Call is boarding on the play. Power play coming to UMBC, down 3-0, in desperate need for a goal. 2 minutes for boarding the call. UMBC, opportunity now to get back in this game. Taking the faceoff for UMBC will be Brandon Feldman. At the point is James Poeschel and Ryan Lee. This puck is won by Johns Hopkins and dumped all the way out of the zone to be chased by Poeschel all the way down and played. Brown decides against it. Poeschel will take this puck in his own end, circle it behind his own net. Moves this one ahead. This one will be taken back by Johns Hopkins. A deke around the outside looking for a shorthanded opportunity. This puck goes cross ice for Mason Albert. Pass does not connect. Johns Hopkins still keeping this puck around their own zone. They'll kill some time here as Leif Benner takes this puck in the defensive zone, kills some time. Shorthanded opportunity coming up for Johns Hopkins. They skate this one in his zone for a shot that gets turned aside by Brown and covered. 11:51 to go in the first period. 1:17 to go on the power play for UMBC. Faceoff will be taken by Ethan Fries for UMBC. Draw will be won by the Retrievers. Trying to get this puck out of their zone. Dominic DeAngelis tries to flip this puck in. Chunks the pass, lays a hit along the boards. Trying to get this puck back again. This one will circle back into the UMBC zone to be played by Micah Temanek. Temanek tries to circle this puck around. Pass does not connect. Johns Hopkins once again dumps his puck in. Ryan Lee will play it behind his own net. Ethan Fries will start this rush in his own end. Trying to make a move around to the outside and start something in the offensive zone. 45 seconds left on the power play for UMBC. This puck goes across the ice for Gavin Hayes. Pass does not connect. Back to the point for Temanek once again. This one will circle on the side of the net. Coming back out to the point, DeAngelis tries to deke around. Puck knocked out of the zone. Trying to take this puck back is Micah Temanek in a rush. 25 seconds left on the power play. 10:56 to go in the first period. 3-0 Blue Jays as Fries takes this puck over the line. Absorbs the hit, carries the puck over the own zone. Leif Benner tries to get it out, broken up by Fries. Second try, able to get all the way out of the zone and out of play with 10:43 to go in the first period and 10 seconds left on the power play for UMBC. Fresh skaters for both sides. Number 15, Brady Toms, will come on the ice. Joined by Dylan Schaub. Backing them up will be Micah Temanek. Draw won by UMBC, kept in by Temanek at the point. Loses the puck on the backhand. This will lead to a breakaway for Johns Hopkins. Moving in all alone on Brown. Makes the deke and turned aside by Sean Brown. Brian Zal shot down on the breakaway by Sean Brown. This shot from the point turned aside by Brown with the blocker. Brenner Granston circles this puck behind his own cage, looking to start a rush for UMBC. power play is over, just a little above halfway to go in the first period. Granston carries this puck over the line. Granston moves it to his backhand, loses control of it. This puck circled and out of the zone by the Blue Jays. Temenak dumps this puck ahead. Nobody home as this pass taken over once again by Johns Hopkins. Circling this puck on his backhand behind their own net to be played by Brian Zhao. Loses the puck once again along the boards. Hopkins will carry this puck down the wing looking for an opportunity on the backhand. That one turned aside. Brown stops it from leaking through and gets the whistle. Shots on goal, Johns Hopkins 13 and UMBC 3. Score 3-0 with 9:44 to go in the first period. It'll be Gavin Hayes taking this faceoff for UMBC as Johns Hopkins wins it back to the point for Leif Benner. Benner takes the shot to flex wide. Brown able to cover and track it through on the deflection by Lars Benner. Brotherly connection on the shot there. Brown able to track it. That will be his 10th save of the game. Same pair on the faceoff here. Hayes taking this puck for UMBC. Won by Johns Hopkins back to the point, trying to dump it in. Can't get it past Crum. Second try does. This puck flipped to the point and taken away by Hayes. Can't get it out of the zone. So Crum will try to chase this puck down in the corner. Able to get this puck out to be taken by Leif Benner for Johns Hopkins. Puck on the boards. The NGS knocks the puck away. Crum tries to push it ahead. Lars Benner and Ryan Lee collide along the boards. This puck will be taken by Gavin Hayes along the center line. Can't get it past. Hayes dumps this puck behind the net to be played by DeAngelis. DeAngelis tries to wield it back to the point for Poeschel. Poeschel loses control, and this will be Mason Albert the other way for Johns Hopkins. Albert cuts in, takes the shot that goes wide of the goal. Brown might have got a piece of that one. Nonetheless, keeps the puck out. 8:50 to go in the first period, 3-0. For Johns Hopkins as that puck goes out of play for another faceoff in the UMBC zone. Ethan Fries takes this faceoff for UMBC and he'll win it back for Poeschel. Poeschel has that puck knocked off his stick. Johns Hopkins will take control once again as this puck is flipped to the net and turned aside. DeAngelis with the puck for UMBC has it knocked off. This one will be taken back by UMBC. Fries has it in the defensive zone, dumps it ahead for Feldman. Lee will dump this puck around. Johns Hopkins has this puck behind their own net. Line changes for UMBC. Lars Benner dumps it in. Temenak has it back. Across the ice for Granston. Now for DeAngelis. Puck in his skates, loses it, taken back by Lars Benner. Offside, the call, whistle goes. 8:05 to go in the first period. No change in the score. 3-0 for Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins will go for another line change now. Fresh skaters on the ice. Taking the faceoff for UMBC will be number 9, Ethan Fries. Draw one by Johns Hopkins. They'll take this into the offensive zone. Keeping this puck along the boards. This one will be taken away by DeAngelis. DeAngelis will race this puck out of the defensive zone. He's got Fries with him along the wing. Puck dumped around the boards by Johns Hopkins. UMBC able to take it back. It's Fries with the shot along. Tried to find DeAngelis on the tap and unable to connect with the pass as Johns Hopkins takes this puck out of the zone. Fries has it back for UMBC. Tries to find DeAngelis. Miscommunication on the pass. Johns Hopkins takes his puck over the center line and over the blue line, looking for another goal. Hits a divot in the ice and goes down, taken back by Brenner Granston for UMBC. Tries to pass across for Ethan Fries. Gets this puck along the boards, looking for their first goal of the game. Fries takes the shot that gets blocked, turned around in front, unable to get that puck through to Philip Crum. They'll scrum for it behind the net once more. Ethan Fries with the centering pass. Shot by Crum, turned aside. Still digging for it in the crease. Unable to get that puck in. Scrum in front of the net with Feldman and a Johns Hopkins player. No penalties coming here despite the punches to the face. Maybe there will be just one. Three saves by Niederkoffler in front on the opportunity. Will be penalties doled out on the play. 2 minutes for roughing is the call. Second power play of the game for UMBC. 7:02 to go in the first period. UMBC trying to get on the board now after their best scoring chance of the game. Shot by Philip Crum was turned aside by Niederkofer. The follow-up chance was taken by Brandon Feldman, unable to beat Niederkofer. UMBC the opportunity now on the power play to get back into this game.
Thank you.
Taking this faceoff is Brady Toms for UMBC. Draw will be won back to the goaltender to cover for the whistle. Only 2 seconds gone on that possession. Another faceoff coming in the zone. Toms will take this faceoff once more, looking to win it back to Temenak at the point as Johns Hopkins center wins it clean and takes the puck over the line for a 2-on-1 shorthanded chance that is broken up by Brenner Grantston. Toms tries to deflect this puck in. Johns Hopkins will take it back and take it over into the offensive zone. This puck along the boards, trying to flip this puck towards Brown. Unable to get it through as UMBC now will take this puck back. It'll be Grantston setting up a play behind their own net. Grantston slows this puck down, looking for options behind his own net. Toms trying to move this puck ahead to Philip Crum, unable to control it, and Johns Hopkins will take it back on the dump out. This puck will go all the way down for Sean Brown. That'll count as a shot on goal as Brenner Grantston takes this puck up again, hits a divot in the ice and goes down. Trying to keep control of this puck and deke it out of the zone. Grantston moves this puck ahead for Ethan Fries. Fries takes it over the line, tries to get it through to Toms. That puck deflected off of Leif Benner, and a quick save by Niederkofer to keep this game a shutout for him. 6 minutes to go in the first period, under a minute to go in the power play. Niederkofer with some saves here in the later portion of the first period to keep UMBC off the board. They dump this puck all the way down. Chasing it down is Leif Benner and Brenner Grantston. Grantston able to keep that puck away from him and get it to Dylan Schaub. Schaub on his backhand has it taken away by Leif Benner. 35 seconds left on the power play, 15:35 to go in the first period. Leif Benner single-handedly keeping this puck in the Johns Hopkins zone. Battling for it with DeAngelis and Dylan Schaub. This puck is backhanded towards the net and wide to Sean Brown to be played by Ethan Fries for a rush along the wing. Fries dekes to the outside, takes it over the center line, and he will take it over the blue line. DeAngelis goes offside. Offside, the call, 5:15 to go in the first period, 14 seconds to go in the power play. Score is still 3-0 for Johns Hopkins. Goals in this game all came in the first 4 minutes. Anthony Song, Luke Tarazi, and Leif Benner. Since then, it has remained scoreless after Johns Hopkins' fast start. DeAngelis tries to move this puck to Fries. DeAngelis with an opportunity. That one turned aside by Niederkofer. Great scoring chance for DeAngelis, but unable to get it through. Penalty is over for Johns Hopkins. UMBC 0-2 on the power play thus far as Ryan Lee will take this puck now at even strength in his own zone. Deeks around to the outside, trying to carry this puck into the zone. He's got DeAngelis on his outside. Lee will deke around, try a wraparound that gets turned aside. James Koscher will control it, throw it towards the net, chased down by Ethan Fries along the boards. He'll try to dump it around on the backhand. Taken by Johns Hopkins in the defensive zone, looking to start a rush the other way. Pass does not connect, taken back by Ryan Lee. 4:30 to go in the first period. This puck now once again taken again by DeAngelis. Knocked off the puck. Johns Hopkins will get it back. Trying to pressure them along the boards. Unable to get it through once again. This puck gets past Ryan Lee, and once again, James Koscher will take it down. UMBC looking to start another rush. Ryan Lee will control right in front of his own bench. Tries to stick handle it out. He's got Fries as an option the other way. Passes it to Fries. Puck just bounces over his skate. Fries able to get it back. Fries takes the shot that's turned aside by Niederkofer. The shot along the wing. Niederkofer able to track it. Niederkofer with 6 saves so far in the first period. Stick shot from the point that goes well wide as Sean Brown. Johns Hopkins now on the attack with 3:43 to go in the first period as Brenner Grantston will start this puck once again the other way for UMBC. Grantston over the center line and over the blue line. He's got Crum with him along the wings. Grantston deeks, takes the shot that goes wide of the goal. This one will work all the way back out to the center line to be played by Dylan Schaub, or Nika Temenak, number 7. Grantston has the puck along the boards, moves it over the blue line, knocked off the puck, able to get it back. Gets it back a second time, controls, takes a wrist shot, and scores! Brenner Grantston with the goal. UMBC on the board with 3:14 to go in the period. Grantston stayed with the play, takes the shot that goes over the shoulder, and Brenner Grantston has gotten UMBC on the board. Plenty of time left to play in this game. UMBC has been in control for the last 10 minutes of this game. Ever since the three-goal rush from Johns Hopkins, this game is far from over.
Assisted by number six, Philip Crum.
Philip Crum will pick up the assist on the goal as well, as Brenner Granston has gotten UMBC back in this one with 3:14 to go. Puck is down. Johns Hopkins wins the ensuing faceoff. This puck will be taken back by UMBC by Ryan Lee and dumped into the zone. Johns Hopkins able to take it back. Lee takes it back for UMBC, trying to get this puck into their own zone once again. Hopkins starting to rush the other way, trying to get this puck ahead for Mason Albert. Albert waits along the outside, takes the shot that's turned aside by Sean Brown on a tricky bounce, but he's able to follow and make the save. Shots on goal, 15 for Johns Hopkins, 7 for UMBC. Score is 3-1 with 2:47 to go in the first period. Brenner Granston with his second goal of the season. Taking the faceoff for UMBC will be Gavin Hayes. Puck will be won by Johns Hopkins. They'll wheel this puck back to the point with a shot that gets turned aside on a bouncing puck. Sean Brown with another save. That will be his 13th save of the period on the 16th shot. Another faceoff for UMBC, won by Johns Hopkins. This one will wheel all the way back to the point for another shot. That deflects wide. That is Lars Benner on the deflection. That deflects wide to Sean Brown. Back to the point once again. They'll try it one more time off the post. And Brown able to recover and make the save. Shot rings off of the post and hits Benner in the back. Brown able to make the save on the play. 2:28 to go in the first period. Two-goal game. Puck is stuck in Sean Brown's equipment as there will be a delay on the ice now. It is stuck in his pads, and he's able to get it out to the applause of the crowd. There will be another faceoff on the opposite circle to be taken by Ethan Freeze for UMBC. This puck will be won by Johns Hopkins. They'll control once again in the offensive zone. They've been in control since the Granston goal. This puck is backhanded, tracked by Brown and able to make the save, trying to flip this puck out but can't. This one will come all the way back and be chased and played by Dominic DeAngelis. Temanek, Johns Hopkins takes it back. Puck along the board, centering pass doesn't connect. Puck flipped towards the net once again. Nobody home. This one will be taken by Mason Albert. Slap shot from the point to flex wide through a maze of bodies. Temanek takes it back to the point once more for Johns Hopkins. This one taken away, tries to flip it up in the air. This puck stays out of the netting and in play to be played by Ryan Lee. Lee looking for options as he skates this puck over the wings. Leif Benner able to poke check that away in the defensive zone. Johns Hopkins with a rush taken back by Ryan Lee. Looking for DeAngelis. Lee unable to get it past Lars Benner. DeAngelis has it back for UMBC. Lars Benner takes it back. Unable to connect on the pass to Mason Albert. Micah Temanek will chase this one. He tries to hit it as hard as he can out of the zone. Able to get it out of the zone. And it's a one-on-one for Ethan Freeze. Freeze takes the shot that goes well wide of the goal and back to the point. DeAngelis will chase this puck down. And it'll squirt out of the zone. And a big hit on the boards. That is Brandon Feldman with a big hit to break up the play. And Ethan Freeze has another rush the other way. This puck will be flipped up and out. UMBC has to get back onside. Under a minute to go in the first period. 3-1 for Johns Hopkins. Leif Benner along the boards. Hope squirt this puck to the middle. Try to get it past Gavin Hayes on the outside. Benner skates this puck all the way to the middle. Knifing in. Brown makes the save as the follow-up trickles wide. And dumping this puck all the way out of the zone will be Philip Crum. It'll be an icing on UMBC with 28 seconds left in the first period. A rush by Leif Benner cuts through the UMBC defense. Sean Brown follows him the whole way and dumps the follow-up chance into the corner to keep this a two-goal game. 28 seconds left in the first period. Another face-off coming in the UMBC zone. This one will be taken by Brandon Feldman. Feldman wins the draw. Johns Hopkins able to take it back along the boards. Granston poke checking along with it. Johns Hopkins wheels it back to the point. Taken back once again by Feldman, loses the puck. Granston, big hit along the boards, knocks this puck free. Granston moves it ahead. 7 seconds left in the period. A rush the other way, broken up. And unless they can get something here, 2 seconds left. Throws it to the net, turned aside by Nieder Koffler. First period in the books in this one. Score, Johns Hopkins 3, UMBC 1. Goals in the period. 20 seconds in, Anthony Song, followed up under 2 minutes later by Luke Tarazi and Leif Benner with the goal. 1:40 later, late in the first period, Brenner Granston, his first goal of the season, assisted by Philip Brum, and UMBC trailing by 2 with 2 periods still left to play in this one. A slow start and still in this game. Second period about to get underway now. Score 3-1 for the Johns Hopkins Blue Jays as they'll get this puck right away and taking the shot around the outside. That one turned aside by Brown. An opportunity 8 seconds into the period for Johns Hopkins. Immediately turned aside. That is Mason Albert with the goal, or the shot on goal turned aside. His faceoff once again won by Hopkins. They'll even keep this puck in the zone. Trying to battle for it. This one thrown towards the net and turned away. Now trying to get this puck out of the zone is Freeze, unable to get it by Lars Benner. Taking this puck to the outside for a shot that whistles wide over the goal. That shot coming from Anthony Song. Taking this puck along the boards, number 16, Brandon Feldman. As now Feldman takes this puck along the boards to the outside, tries to center. That pass is broken up and dumped along to the opposite board. Plus scrum forward along the outside. Big crunching hit along the boards by number 16, Brandon Feldman, as Johns Hopkins pushes the puck the other way on the deke. That one is broken up by Temenak. Temenak gets his puck taken away, tries to bounce it off the back of the net, does not work. Taken back by Johns Hopkins, a centering pass, the shot taken into the back of the net. They score again. 1 minute into the period, the shot taken by Brian Zhao of Johns Hopkins goes through the five hole of Sean Brown. And 1 minute into the second period, it is 4-1 for Johns Hopkins. UMBC once again, slow start to the period, and it costs them once again. Official goal, Brian Zhao, assisted by number 16 and number 17 for Johns Hopkins. And it is once again a 3-goal game here for UMBC. This puck will be dumped back along to the outside. Gavin Hayes has that puck taken away. Brenner Granston will take this puck over the line. Tried to look for his second goal of the game. Deeks to the outside, takes the shot that just trickles wide of Nieder Koffler. UMBC will take this puck back, or Johns Hopkins will deke it back to the outside over the center line. Johns Hopkins still has it in the neutral zone, looking to set up a play to the outside. Crum trying to break it up now. Lars Benner dumps this puck in. Play behind the net by Brenner Granston, looking to start a rush on the deke on his backhand to the outside. Granston once again will take this puck out of his own zone, takes it and loses it at the center line, but able to get it back and take it into his own zone on his backhand deeks, but loses the puck on the outside. Johns Hopkins dumps this puck ahead. It'll go all the way down for an icing on Johns Hopkins. Whistle blows. 18-11 to go in the first period. Already a goal for the Blue Jays. This one scored by Brian Zhao to make it 4-1 for Johns Hopkins. Taking this face off will be Ethan Freeze for UMBC. Wins it back to Ryan Lee. This one comes over for DeAngelis. Takes the puck along the boards, dumps it down to be played by Brandon Feldman. Feldman takes this puck, has it taken away along the boards. Johns Hopkins will try to take this puck out of their own zone, chasing it down, and DeAngelis will get this puck, tries to dump it in, taken back by Johns Hopkins. Number 6, Lars Benner, takes this puck around to the outside. Benner gets it back, sandwiched between two players. UMBC trying to get this puck out. Freeze looking for a burst of speed. Ethan Freeze trying to get this puck on his forehand, shut down on the defensive rush by Johns Hopkins. This one will come back to the point for Feldman. Puck on the backhand, hits the netting, goes out of play. Collision along the boards with Feldman and a confrontation between Feldman and Johns Hopkins. Line change coming for Johns Hopkins. Number 97, Arthur Wang, and Brandon Feldman getting into it along the boards after the late hit by Wang on the dump-in by Feldman. Freeze will take this faceoff for UMBC. Puck is down. Johns Hopkins will win it. Trying to squirt this puck out of the zone. They'll get it over. Now over the center line and over the blue line. Taking back another big hit. This one from Lyon Lee. The deke, the shot taken, the rebound. They score. 5-1 for the Blue Jays. Once again, it is Brian Zhao, his second goal of the period. And another slow start to the period for UMBC. That is two goals in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. And it is a four-goal game. The Blue Jays with two early ones. UMBC, a four-goal hole. That goal from Brian Zhao, assisted by Gurian Marks, to make it 5-1 for the Blue Jays here. Shot originally taken by Marks, the rebound potted home by Brian Zhao to make it 5-1. Blue Jays now have the puck once again in their own zone. Takes this puck around to the backhand. That one turned aside by Brown on the backhand from the point. Scrumford along the boards, taken back by Johns Hopkins. Feldman controls this puck on the line. He'll dump it behind his own cage, looking to find Brady Toms along the boards. Gets by him to be chased by Mason Albert and picked up by Leif Benner for the Blue Jays. Benner will take this puck over the blue line, looking to start a rush. Benner dekes to the outside, cuts to the middle on his backhand, turned aside by Brown. A big save by Sean Brown. Ryan Lee dumps his puck around the outside. He'll pick it up once again along the boards. This one will be dumped all the way down for an icing on UMBC. 16-19 to go in period number two. 5-1 for the Blue Jays. Two early goals, both by Brian Zhao, to make this a four-goal game. Once again, Freeze will take this faceoff for UMBC in the defensive zone. This puck will be won by Johns Hopkins all the way back to the point for a wrist shot that gets turned aside by Brown. Two early ones beat him, but he has stopped the other four that have come his way so far this period. Trying to find Freeze for a breakaway as DeAngelis unable to control the puck. DeAngelis will battle for this puck along the boards, unable to get it free as Johns Hopkins unable to get it by DeAngelis. He'll try to flip this one out for Hayes. UMBC trying to take this puck back, trying to find Freeze, unable to get to him. This shot, glove save by Sean Brown. Another faceoff coming with 15:51 to go in the second period. UMBC, a whole pair of fresh skaters coming on the ice now. Coming on the ice will be number 6, Philip Crum, number 18, Gavin Hayes. Ryan Lee will stay on the ice, and he will be joined by Brenner Granston on the back end. Brenner Granston, the only goal this game so far for UMBC. About 3 minutes to go in the first period. A late change coming on the ice now. Mike Temenak joining UMBC, or that's James Poschel, rather. Faceoff won by UMBC. Poschel takes it back. It's going to be kept in by Johns Hopkins. It's going to be circled back. Jack Spence dumps this puck out of the zone. Johns Hopkins circling it back in their defensive zone. Trying to start a rush, circling it back behind their own cage. Taking it over the center line, now over the blue line, trying to deke through the defense. He's shut down, a glass-shattering hit by Ryan Lee on the entry. And that rush dies right there on the defensive play from Ryan Lee. Jack Spence pressures this puck, and able to get it through is Lars Benner. Benner goes down. Puck poked along in the corner. Lee able to pick this puck up, trying to start a rush, unable to get it out of the zone. Johns Hopkins able to keep it in. Lee picks this puck away and gets it out of the zone, taken up by Phil Crum. Crum will dump it in. Line change for UMBC on the dump-in. This one taken by Freeze. He dekes around one, dekes to the middle. That pass broken up. Freeze still has it behind the net, trying to send this one back to the point. He'll keep it himself along the boards. Freeze along to the outside, sends it across the ice for Gavin Hayes. Pass does not connect. Hayes will work this back to the point for Granston. Granston along the ice. The pass is shot deflected wide. Hayes will keep it along behind the net. Has this puck taken away. Able to get it back. Freeze clubs the pass taken away by Johns Hopkins. Lee able to take it back though. Lee tries to cut to the middle. Look for a shot. He'll get it back over to Feldman. This puck thrown to the net. Taken on the block shot. Still keeping it as Hayes. This one back to the point. Granston shot along the ice. Deflects wide. Shot never got through to Niederkoffler. Granston, a nice move along the blue line. Two nice moves. Sends it across the ice for the shot. Turned aside by Niederkoffler on the shot by Gavin Hayes. Granston keeps his puck in again. Sustains zone possession for UMBC. Granston with a deke. This one doesn't work. He falls down on that one. Lee will take this puck back at the neutral zone. Lee circles around, looking to start another rush. He'll take this one into the zone himself. Lee on one hand on a stick, tried to get it through on the deep. That one turned aside by Niederkoffler on the nice move by Lee. And now Johns Hopkins starts a rush the other way. On the opposite wing is Mason Albert. This one rushed in. The pass for Albert. And no, it does not go. Pass circles wide. Net comes off of its moorings. The whistle blows. The shot by Mason Albert on the cross crease pass goes wide of the net to keep this a 5-1 game for Johns Hopkins. A couple changes on the ice. Lee will come back out. Ethan Fries will be taking this faceoff. Puck in the UMBC defensive zone. Draws one by Johns Hopkins back to the point. This shot from the point, that one blocked by Ryan Lee. Johns Hopkins able to keep it in. This one back, one-timer. Fakes it, works it back to the outside. Shot from the corner, turned aside by Sean Brown for the save. Shots on goal so far in the game, 25 for Johns Hopkins, 10 for UMBC. Score is 5-1. Fries will once again take this draw for UMBC. He'll win this one back to Brenner Granston. Granston's pass is picked off. Johns Hopkins trying to keep it in the zone, trying to circle it around to the front. That one turned aside again. Puck still loose in front of the net. Hopkins keeping it back to the outside. They'll wheel this one back to the point. This one, the slap shot coming, goes wide of the goal. Never got through to Brown. They'll control this puck at neutral zone, trying to dump it all the way back in. Delayed offsides gives this puck back to UMBC. Granston, the cross crease pass to Fries. Fries will try to carry this puck over the zone behind Leif Benner. Fries looks for an option behind him. He's got Dylan Schaub along the board. Tries to give it back to Fries. Tip pass just goes wide of the goal. UMBC still getting some opportunities here. Another big hit along the boards. As Johns Hopkins takes this puck back the other way, looking to make it six. This puck deep to the middle in the backhand, unable to control, and goes wide of Brown. Benner tries to dump to the front. That one poked away, and this one will escape the zone and go all the way out. Puck going along the boards, taken back by Ryan Zal. Crum will dump this puck all the way in. And it will be played by Leif Benner for Johns Hopkins. Benner will take this puck right up the center ice. Makes a deke around one, taken away by Gavin Hayes. And now Phil Crum will look to start a rush the other way. He'll dump this puck in with his backhand behind the Johns Hopkins net. Big hit from Hayes along the boards. This puck trying to get it out in front. This one taken away and knocked away from Niederkoffler by Leif Benner, as he'll take it all the way back up the wing himself. He's one-on-one with Brenner Granston. Tries a cross-crease pass, goes off his skate and deflects wide. That'll be Lauren Pan dumping this puck behind the net. Taken back by UMBC, that'll be Dominic DeAngelis. Looking to control this puck on his backhand out of his own zone. He's got Crum ahead of him. Takes it over the center line. He'll dump this puck in for chased by Brady Toms and Leif Benner. Benner dumps this puck along the opposite boards. This one will go all the way back down, and it'll be played by Brenner Granston as everyone gets a line change now. Granston all by himself in the defensive zone. Take this one out of his own zone, over the center line. He'll deke back into the offensive zone. Granston tries to make a move, catches a divot on the ice, still has it on his backhand. This puck in, they score! Brady Toms with the goal. UMBC has made it 5-2. Brady Toms with the goal, assisted by Brenner Granston. Granston with 2 points on the night. 10:45 to go in the second period. Shot by Brenner Granston goes off of a UMBC player and in. That'll be Granston's second goal of the game to make it 5-2. Granston started the whole play behind his own net, dekes all the way to the opposite goal and gets a puck for a good bounce for UMBC to make this a three-goal game.
Goal scored by number 11, Brenner Granston, assisted by number 9, Ethan Fries, and number 15, Brady Toms.
Assists on the goal, Ethan Fries and Brady Toms. Fries with his first point of the game. Fries, the leading goal scorer for UMBC this season, but it is Granston with both goals so far for the Retrievers, as Ethan Fries will take this puck behind their own net. Now with momentum on their side, Fries takes this puck all the way up the center ice, tries to make a move around one, still has it on his backhand behind his own net. This one will be covered by Niederkoffler. Shot on goal does count for Freeze. A little bit more life in UMBC now following the latest goal. 10-11 to go in the second period. 5-2 for the Johns Hopkins Blue Jays. Again, that goal scored by Brenner Granston, assisted by Ethan Freeze and Brady Toms. Granston back on the ice for UMBC. This faceoff will be taken by Gavin Hayes. This one shot in the middle of the shot. They score! That's another one. This one for Dylan Schaub, and that's two straight for UMBC. The faceoff won by Hayes, and Dylan Schaub cashes in with 10:09 to go in the second period. Just like that, it's a two-goal game for UMBC. Dylan Schaub with the goal, assisted by Gavin Hayes, both their first points of the night. And 10:09 to go, still halfway to go in the game. It's a two-goal game once again, 5-3 for the Blue Jays, but UMBC with a comeback
goal
on now.
By number 17, Dylan Schaub, assisted by number 18,
Leif
Gavin
Benner,
Hayes.
Back along to the outside. Johns Hopkins looking to get this one back as they take this puck back into the offensive zone. This puck out in front for the shot turned aside by Brown to keep this a two-goal game. A big save from the captain. This puck circles all the way back around, played by Johns Hopkins back to the point for Leif Benner. Benner circles the puck to the outside, circles it around the outside. This shot, they score. Cross-crease pass by Leif Benner. Johns Hopkins gets it right back. It's 6-3. Nothing that Brown could do on that one. Wide open at the side of the goal. Three-goal game once again with 9:37 to go in the second period. 6-3 for Johns Hopkins once again. Goal scored by Anthony Song and assisted by Leif Benner on the play. Leif Benner once again takes his puck over the line. Johns Hopkins looking to get their four-goal lead back as this one's centered and broken up in front. Call upcoming now. Whistle goes once again. Looks like it'll be faceoff coming along outside the zone. Unknown what the whistle was. Faceoff once again. This puck will be won by Ethan Freeze. Back for Brenner Granston. This backhand pass escapes the zone and will be taken by Gavin Hayes over the line. Feldman takes the shot. That one turned aside. Picked up by Phil Crum. Taken away by Johns Hopkins. Brian Zhao starts a rush the other way for the Blue Jays. Taken back once again, flying down the wing. This shot trickles wide of Sean Brown. Lars Benner put the puck to the outside. Cross-crease pass does not connect. Johns Hopkins still with the puck in their own zone. Another whistle comes once again. Potential injury timeout now, or potential broken skate for Johns Hopkins. He'll make his way off the ice with the assistance of his teammates. Either a broken skate or an ankle injury for the Johns Hopkins defenseman. And another faceoff will be coming in the zone. This puck will come in the neutral zone. Ethan Freeze will take this faceoff following the injury timeout for UMBC. 8:50 to go in the second period. 6-3 for the Blue Jays. Three goals in the period for the Blue Jays and two for UMBC. Ethan Freeze will try to chase this puck in their own zone. Unable to get this puck out as Feldman offside the call. And strong disagreement from the UMBC bench. Looked like they still had plenty of time before that puck exited the zone. Nevertheless, another faceoff coming in the zone. Freeze will take this faceoff once again. Puckles down. Won by Johns Hopkins back in their own defensive zone. They'll take this puck behind their own net. Looking to start a rush and go end to end. Takes this puck up to the outside. Lee trying to break it up. He'll get around him. Potential break for Hopkins. This one, the pass across. They score. Mason Albert with the goal, a cross-crease feed, and it is 7-3 for Johns Hopkins. They do get the four-goal lead back as UMBC's two goals in 20 seconds canceled out. 7-3 for Johns Hopkins, 8:20 to go in the second period. Official goal, Mason Albert, number 14, assisted by Anthony Song and by number 25, Brian Zhao, to make it 7-3 for Johns Hopkins once again. So far, goals in this period, two from Brian Zhao to open the game. Brenner Granston and Dylan Schaub with two goals within 40 seconds, and now two goals from Johns Hopkins. Gets it all the way back. This backhand turned aside by Brown. The rebound, tried to get out of the zone, but cannot. Tried to get through all alone, taken away. The rebound shut down by Brown two times. Shots on goal, 30 for Johns Hopkins, 14 for UMBC, 7-3 the score, 7:58 to go in the second period. Brandon Feldman will take this draw for UMBC. This one will go all the way back down and out of the zone. Chasing it will be Leif Benner for Johns Hopkins. An icing on UMBC for another whistle, only 6 seconds elapse on the play. UMBC had some momentum on their side earlier in the period, but now two goals from Johns Hopkins has stifled that once again. It is a four-goal game with 7:51 to go in the period. Leif Benner keeps this puck in along the outside. He'll control it on his forehand. Tries to feed this puck cross ice. That is broken up by Jack Spence. Getting this puck all the way out of the zone. Chasing it is Benner. And another icing on UMBC. 20 seconds on that possession. This will be another face-off in the UMBC zone. This one will once again be taken by Gavin Hayes. Hayes will win this one. Ryan Lee will control it behind his own net. Lee tries to flip this puck out on his backhand, doesn't go far. Toms picks it up and gets it out. Leif Benner across the ice for his defensive partner. Jack Spence will chase this one down, picked up out in front. That one blocked in front, did not get through to Brown. The rebound unable to get through as well. This one, the backhand turned aside by Brown and flips it up into the corner. Gavin Hayes scrums forward behind the net. This puck comes up with for number six, Lars Benner. Taken back by Benner as Toms. This one tried to get out of the zone. D'Angelo's able to get out of the zone. He's knocked down by Leif Benner. Whistle comes down. Leif Benner to the box, 2 minutes for interference is the call. Third power play of the game for UMBC, looking to get back into this one. Leif Benner to the box, 2 minutes. UMBC with their third power play of the game, looking to make this a three-goal game once again. Ethan Fries will take this faceoff on the power play. Opposite him will be Mason Albert. Draw one by Fries, back to Ryan Lee. Lee lines this one up at the point, takes a wrist shot, turned aside. D'Angelo's battling for it in front. Anybody able to get it through? Lee unable to keep this puck in, sorts all the way back out of the zone. 16:36 to go in the second period, early in the UMBC power play. Lee back to Granston. Granston takes his puck himself to the outside. He'll skate this one into the zone. Granston pulls it on his forehand, tries it between the legs. Deke makes a nice move around to the outside, tries to center this one in front. That one poked away, and it'll go all the way down. Sean Brown will play it behind his net. Ethan Fries starts this puck in his own zone. 1:20 to go on the power play. Fries makes a move around one, takes his puck into the offensive zone. Fries across the ice, DeAngelis with a shot that gets blocked, turned aside. The rebound also turned aside by Niederkoffler. Johns Hopkins, a short-handed rush the other way. They'll take this puck into the offensive zone, tries to make it deep. That one turned aside. Lee and DeAngelis about for his long puck. Zhao with the backhand towards the net, turned aside by Brown. Lee will take this puck for UMBC. He's got a one-on-one opportunity. Lee, this puck into the corner, circles it all the way back to the point for Freeze. Freeze crossed the ice for Brenner Granston. Granston takes the shot and rings it off the bar. Freeze will pick this puck up along the corner boards once again. This one will be dumped all the way down. Johns Hopkins will up it out of the zone. 30 seconds left on the power play. Granston with an opportunity for the hat trick here in the second period, unable to beat the crossbar. Freeze will start this puck in his own zone. He's got Granston to his right. Freeze will take it himself over the line. He's got Johns Hopkins on the line change now. Freeze takes the shot and scores! Ethan Freeze buries it on the power play, and it's a 3-goal game once again. Freeze, his first goal of the game, right over the shoulder of Niederkoffler. 7-4 UMBC trying to get back into this one. 5:02 to go in the second period. Ethan Freeze unassisted on the goal, and it's 7-4.
Goal by number 9, Ethan Freeze.
5:02 to go in the second period. Power play goal for UMBC, their first on three opportunities. And game is not over yet if UMBC can keep up the momentum. Still 5 minutes to go in the second period. They'll try to make it another one here before the end of the period. This one is won by UMBC. Back for Temenak. Dumps it back in the zone. This one will be taken away by Hayes. Tries a centering pass for Crum, unable to connect. Schaub tries to keep this in but can't. Granston able to take it back. Brenner Granston controlling this puck along in the neutral zone. He'll take it all the way into the zone himself. That one poked away by Leif Benner. Taken back by UMBC. This one will be chased and picked up by Temenak. He'll dump this puck into the zone. Hopkins has it back. Brenner Granston has it back in the neutral zone. Waits for everybody to get onside, and he'll take it himself into the offensive zone. Deeks around one, takes the shot, and scores! Hat trick for Brenner Granston. This game is not over yet. 7-5, Granston, his third goal of the game. And it's 7-5, 4:16 to go in the second period. That's two quick goals for UMBC to make this a game once again. Three goals for Brenner Granston, unassisted on the play. Faceoff back at neutral ice, won by UMBC. Granston dumps it ahead. Big hit along the boards, arm goes up right away. Another power play coming for UMBC. They can make this a one goal game. Johns Hopkins will go to the box once again, boarding the call, and it will be an opportunity now for you. 2 minutes for charging, and now UMBC with an opportunity to make this a one goal game. 7-5 the score, 4 minutes to go in the second period. Another 2 minutes for UMBC. They can make this 7-6 before the end of the period. Unsurprisingly, it'll be Ethan Freeze, Ryan Lee, Brenner Granston, Dom DeAngelis, and Gavin Hayes on the ice for the power play for UMBC as they try to make this 7-6. This puck will be dumped down. Granston will chase it after Brown plays it behind his own net. They'll start a rush in their own zone. Brenner Granston behind his own net. Gets it around Albert. He'll cut up along the center ice. Will be Ethan Freeze taking it over the center line. Now over the blue line. Goes down, no call. They'll get the call on the play, and a 5-on-3 for UMBC. Tripping the call. Got the stick caught in the skates. Big opportunity for UMBC to make this a one-goal game. Johns Hopkins does not like the call. Stick caught in the skates. 5-on-3 for 94 seconds for UMBC to make this a one-goal game. Big turning point in the game now if they can score on this one. If Hopkins can kill this off, that'll be big momentum in their corner heading into the third. Ethan Freeze will take this puck. 5-on-3 for UMBC, 13:35 to go in the period. It'll be won by Hopkins and cleared out of the zone to begin it. And Brenner Granston will chase this puck down. Ryan Lee will play this puck behind his own net. Starts it back up the other way. Lee takes it over the center line. Tries to deke it all the way himself to the middle. DeAngelis will play this puck in the corner. DeAngelis works it around the boards. Played by Feldman. Feldman for Grantston at the point. Grantston works it over for Freeze. Freeze will work this puck down the wing, loses it in his skates, but gets it back. Freeze battling for it along the boards with Albert. Freeze still has it, tries a centering pass, that one broken up by Leif Benner and dumped out of the zone.
No, that's good, again.
All the way down, Brown will play it behind his own net and dump it up the boards for Brenner Grantston. Grantston start this puck in the neutral zone. Grantston over the center line, Deeks to his backhand to take it over the blue line. Takes the shot himself and scores! Brenner Grantston makes it a one-goal game. It's 7-6 with 2:36 to go in the second period. Four goals for Brenner Grantston, and the UMBC still on the power play here. Brenner Grantston, his fourth goal of the game, assisted by Ethan Freeze. 2:36 to go in the second period. It's a one-goal game.
Yeah, the 35 comes off.
UMBC still on the power play for another 62 seconds. They can get this game tied up before the end of the period. Freeze will get this puck for the faceoff once again. Johns Hopkins wins the ensuing faceoff. Johns Hopkins now clearly a little rattled following the consecutive goals from UMBC. Ryan Lee will take this puck back, and Ethan Freeze at the center line. He'll circle it back into his own zone for Brenner Grantston. 45 seconds left on the power play for UMBC. 2:15 to go in the second period. Grantston, this one taken over the center line. He'll take it over the zone himself, makes a deke. Grantston makes a move for the shot. That one broken up by Brian Zhao for Johns Hopkins on the opportunity for the tying goal. 28 seconds left on the power play. Brown will work this in front for Ethan Freeze. Freeze moves it over the center line. Freeze into his own zone. Offside the call as 17 seconds remain on the power play for UMBC. UMBC to the box for the first time today. Dominic DeAngelis goes to the box for 2 minutes, slashing the call. 4-on-4 for 17 seconds, and an abbreviated Johns Hopkins power play for the rest of the period, and will carry over for 8 seconds into the third period, ensuing they do not score in the final 1:52 of the second period. 7-6 the score now. UMBC once again with another comeback. 2 minutes between the goals for UMBC to make this a one-goal game. Lee will take this puck over the center line. Lee has an opportunity now, but the puck along the way takes the shot that just trickles over the goal and wide. UMBC trying to keep this puck into the zone as Albert gets it clear. 4-on-4 over. Power play now for Johns Hopkins, their first of the game. They've got a minute 37 to kill off. This will carry over into the third period should they not score. Johns Hopkins carries this puck over the line, tries to make a move for a shot on his backhand. Turned aside by Brown, a big save by the captain. This one wheeled back to the point for Benner. Benner wheels it across the ice. Tries for another shot, turned aside by Brown. The rebound turned aside and cleared by Ryan Lee. 65 seconds to go in the first period, or the second period. Johns Hopkins with a rush starting in the open zone. A minute to go on the power play, 53 seconds to go in the period. Back to the point once again. Point shot coming once more. This one over for Leif Benner. Leif Benner takes the shot from the point, turned aside. Rebound turned aside by Brown as well. Three big saves on this power play for Sean Brown to keep this a one-goal game for UMBC. Puck along the board, centering pass turned aside. Chris has got to rush the other way. 2-on-1. Brenner Grantston, he's joined by Lee. Puck across, Freeze just puts it wide of the goal. 17 seconds left in the period. Freeze with a golden opportunity shorthanded to get this game even. We go to the final 10 seconds of the period. Grantston makes a move, another 2-on-1. Grantston with Freeze again. This puck broken up by Leif Benner. 2 seconds and one. The period will come to an end. A UMBC comeback makes this a game as we head to the third period. 7-6, 8 seconds of power play time for Johns Hopkins as we go to the third period. Third period about to get underway. 6-7 the score. Johns Hopkins with a one-goal lead. Two late goals for UMBC as Ryan Lee right away tries to bring this puck in. Knocked to the ice as now Leif Benner takes this puck for Johns Hopkins the other way. Power play has ended for Johns Hopkins. Only 8 seconds to begin with. This puck squirts wide of the goal, taken back by Johns Hopkins in the offensive zone. Lee tries to wheel this puck out of the zone, able to get it by, and now it's a 2-on-1. It's Freeze with DeAngelis. Freeze will take the shot himself, turn aside, rebound. DeAngelis couldn't get it on his forehand. Tries a wraparound try that just goes wide of the goal. A big opportunity right away for UMBC to get this game even. Granston moves this puck around. Granston throws this one to the net, turned aside. DeAngelis has an opportunity, throws it in front, turned aside again by Niederkoffler. Ryan Lee tries to wrap this puck around. This one again turned aside by Niederkoffler. Four shots in the first 50 seconds for UMBC. They are ready to get this game tied. All the way down for an icing. Another faceoff coming in Johns Hopkins zone. 57 seconds into the period. UMBC wants this game badly. Freeze will take this faceoff on the icing call. Granston and Temenak on the back end. DeAngelis and Lee also out there on the wings for Freeze. Draw one by Johns Hopkins. This will be Mason Albert moving the puck the other way. Potential break. Lee able to get back, trying to shut this down, and does. Big defensive play by Ryan Lee to stop the breakaway. This puck will come all the way down. Leif Benner will play it behind his own net. Benner tries a backhand. DeAngelis breaks it up. Johns Hopkins still trying to move this puck out the other way. Brenner Granston tries a between-the-legs pass. Johns Hopkins picks it up and moves it into the zone. This one, they'll try a shot that'll go wide of Brown. Brian Zhao on his backhand tries to get this puck to the net and taken away. Cross-checking coming up for UMBC. Second power play of the game upcoming for Johns Hopkins, it seems. DeAngelis back to the box. 18:30 to go in the third period. 2 minutes for Johns Hopkins. UMBC with a big kill here if they can kill this one off. Taking this faceoff for UMBC will be Gavin Hayes, shorthanded. Draw one by Hopkins. They'll throw this one on net. That one blocked, dumped all the way down and out of the zone. A good start to the penalty kill for UMBC. Niederkoffer will kick that puck into the corner, starting this one behind their own net. Taking this puck over the center line, trying to deke through the defense. Pulls this puck to his forehand, taken away and out of the zone. A big play by Gavin Hayes. UMBC off to a good start. Leif Benner takes this puck over the line, takes this shot himself, triples wide. Benner will take it back at the side of the goal. He'll wheel it back to the point. Benner controls his puck on the forehand, back to the point. Shot from the point, turned aside by Brown. This one, Granston controls and unable to get out of the zone. Clearing attempt by Brenner Granston, unable to get out of the zone. He'll get a second opportunity here along the boards. This one still unable to get out. Johns Hopkins still keeps it in. The pass across does go out of the zone. Halfway done the penalty now. Hayes trying to get this puck in. Shorthanded opportunity. Right, 45 seconds to go in the Johns Hopkins power play. 17:10 to go in the third period. 7-6 for the Blue Jays. Johns Hopkins will carry this puck into the zone. Temenak, the man back, pushes him behind the net. Behind the net, this one now for Mason Albert. This one back to the point. The shot off the bar. The rebound still out in front. Does not get it through Brown. And now Freeze looking for a break down the wing. Ethan Freeze brings it down for a shot. That one trickles wide. Starting back, Leif Benner the other way. 10 seconds left on the power play for Johns Hopkins. 5 seconds left. This one back out to the point once again. This one, he'll take the shot. That one goes wide. UMBC kills off the power play. We are back at 5-on-5 as DeAngelis joins the play. Big save by Brown. Momentum back in the UMBC corner. A big penalty kill. 16:24 to go in the final period. 7-6 still the score. Lee and Freeze will come back out onto the ice. Also coming back onto the ice will be Phil Crum, joined by Brenner Grantson on the defensive end. Ryan Lee will take this faceoff for UMBC. Puck down, draw one by Johns Hopkins. This one back to the point, broken up by Lee. Crum trying to chase this puck down on the boards. Freeze will kick his puck in the defensive zone. Backhand pass behind his own net. Brenner Grantson, four goals in the game, looking to start a rush the other way. Grantson out of his own zone, over the center line, and now over the blue line. Grantson looking to make it five. This puck trying to deke through. Puck centering pass, unable to get through. DeAngelis with a shot. They score! Dom DeAngelis ties the game! 7-7, 15:58 to go in the game. Dom DeAngelis with the hand of the ear, hearing it from the Johns Hopkins fans. A fitting hero to tie this game at 7 for UMBC. Dom DeAngelis unassisted, 15:58 to go. We are all tied at 7 once again. Lee takes this faceoff and Johns Hopkins brings it back into the own zone. Lee takes this puck over the line. Lee looking to make another one here. Lee with the shot. He scores! Ryan Lee! And UMBC has taken the lead! 8-7, back-to-back goals for UMBC! And for the first time tonight, the Retrievers have the lead.
It was by Ryan, right?
Yes.
Goal scorer by number 5, Ryan Lee.
Face-off upcoming once again. UMBC with two goals early in the third. They have taken the lead. 8-7 to score. Johns Hopkins trying to get it back. They win the ensuing draw. Trying to shovel this puck towards the net. Broken up by Brenner Grantson and out of the zone. UMBC down 3-0 and 7-3 in this game. Have battled all the way back. They have scored the last five goals and have taken the lead back once again. It is 8-7. 15:25 as now Leif Benner takes it for Hopkins the other way. His shot goes wide of the goal. The rebound unable to control it. And now taken back by Crum. Benner, this puck will squirt over the line, over the stick of Mason Albert. Albert will wheel this puck all the way back. Johns Hopkins behind their own net, trying to start a rush to get this game back in their favor once again. All the momentum on UMBC's side now. They kill off the early penalty kill and bury two goals themselves. Lee dumps this puck in. Leif Benner behind his own net, challenged by Gavin Hayes of UMBC. Trying to move this puck out, knocked away. Hayes gets it back. Gavin Hayes with one guy in front of him. He'll control in his backhand into the corner. Taken by Dylan Schaub along the boards. Hopkins trying to get this puck out. They get it out of the zone. Now trying to move it back. UMBC trying to stop the potential rush the other way. Temenak, the man back, goes down to block the shot. This pass through the crease goes nowhere but back to the point. This one back to the point, trying to deke to the middle. This one tried to pull around and his back into his forehand, turned aside by Brown. 14:14 to go in the period. UMBC two early goals to take the lead for the first time. Leif Benner back to the point, wheels it to his partner along the blue line. Johns Hopkins with some sustained offensive zone time now, looking to get this game time. The shot turned aside by Brown. A big save by the captain. 14 minutes to go in the third period. Johns Hopkins feeling the pressure now. Line changes coming now. All the momentum on UMBC's side. Sean Brown able to keep that shot out. Shots on goal, 40 for Johns Hopkins and 27 for UMBC. Brady Toms will take this faceoff for UMBC. Final players coming back on the ice now. Ethan Freeze on the ice for UMBC. This shot from the point, that one blocked by DeAngelis. Grantson wheels this puck behind his own net, trying to get this puck out of the zone, just does not get over the line. Johns Hopkins keeps it in. The shot from the point goes wide of the goal as well. Johns Hopkins some sustained zone time once again, trying to tie this game at 8. This puck back to the outside, unable to get out of the zone. Brady Toms able to get it over the line. And now Freeze with trying to get another opportunity. This one, the defensive play by Johns Hopkins, stopping that rush before it begins. Behind their own net, looking to start a play once again. This one worked ahead, off the stick, to be played by Brenner Grantson. He'll be pressured by Lars Benner. Ethan Freeze on his backhand tries to get around. This one will be broken up. Granston tries to take it back at the center line. DeAngelis, last line of defense, has it taken away. Granston, dangerous play, trying to pinch the rush, but he gets it and over the line. Granston shoots it wide of the goal. This one will circle all the way back to the neutral zone to be played by Dom DeAngelis. Brenner Granston takes his puck, wheels it around his backhand, tries to bring it into the zone himself, able to get it over. Johns Hopkins able to take it back, looking to start a rush the other way with 12:48 to go in the period. They'll move this one down the wall. Cross crease pass, nobody home. Phil Crum will take it and unable to get it out of the zone. Freeze does, and this one will be taken by Lars Benner for Johns Hopkins back into the zone. Brenner Granston will start this puck in his own zone. Johns Hopkins will change players. And a pass, Leif Benner tries to bring it in for a shot and scores. Leif Benner picks off the Brenner Granston pass. We are tied at 8 with 12:27 to go in the third period. That is the second goal of the game and third point for Leif Benner. Pass by Brenner Granston picked off. Unassisted goal for Leif Benner. 8-8, 12:27 to go in the third period. All tied up at 8 once again. Johns Hopkins answers 5 straight goals for UMBC to tie this game at 8. Following faceoff is won by UMBC and dumped into the zone. Leif Benner, the goal scorer, taken down. No call coming. This one worked back behind his own net. UMBC putting the pressure on now, unable to keep this puck in. Lee trying to deke this puck around to the outside. Lee fires, turned aside by Niederkoffler. Pressuring this puck is Brandon Feldman. He has it taken back by Leif Benner for Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins will wheel this puck over the blue line. This shot, a weak one, turned aside by Sean Brown into the corner. DeAngelis tries to wheel this puck out of the zone, has it taken away. Johns Hopkins an opportunity. That one poked behind the net. Mason Albert to the middle. Leif Benner shoots, turned aside. The rebound for Zell in front, turned aside again and kicked away from the crease. A big opportunity for Johns Hopkins, but the puck does not go. This one turned aside, the shot from the point turned aside. The rebound out in front. Zell with another opportunity. The backhander goes behind the net. Another try. This one turned aside. The puck is in. They score. That's Leif Benner again. The shot from the goal line leaks through Brown. And now two quick goals for Johns Hopkins has chained this game once again. It is 9-8 for the Blue Jays. Two goals for Leif Benner. That goal from Leif Benner assisted by Gurion Marks and Mason Albert. And now just like that, UMBC trailing by a goal. Four goals so far in this period. We are not halfway done. Dom DeAngelis, Ryan Lee, and two goals from Leif Benner to make this a one-goal lead once again, the same way we started this period for Hopkins. This one will go back to the point. Temenak will dump this puck in, a delayed offsides, and now Johns Hopkins will get it back. Ryan Lee dekes his puck around to the outside. Feldman will dump it in on his backhand to be played by Niederkoffler, the goaltender. Collision along the outside. Johns Hopkins will start a rush the other way. This one, the shot blocked by Granston. And now Ryan Lee will start this puck down the wing. Lee takes it over the blue line, fakes the slap shot, cuts to center ice, and his move broken up at center ice. 10:30 to go in the third period, a one-goal lead for the Blue Jays, and a big hit by Crum along the outside. Johns Hopkins starting a rush now the other way, trying to get this puck to Crum. Crum trying to dump this puck in, unable to get there. His dump in from center ice, that will count as a shot on goal and a save for Niederkoffler as he will cover with 10:11 to go in the period. Faceoff will come in the Johns Hopkins zone now to be played by Gavin Hayes. Another delay on the faceoff. Johns Hopkins bringing Brian Zhao onto the ice. This draw will be won by Hopkins. Trying to dump this puck out of the zone, they can't. Second try will work, and now it will be Mason Albert unable to control this puck. Brenner Granston will control the outside. Brenner Granston, four goals in the game, trying to make this a tie game once again as Johns Hopkins will wheel it back for Mason Albert on the outside. Zao's got room in the middle. Albert on the outside, fires, and scores. Mason Albert, a rush down the wing, fires, and he scores again. 10-8 for Johns Hopkins. That is their second goal of the period, their third goal of the period. 9:49 to go in the third period. It's 10-8. That'll be Mason Albert's second goal of the game, assisted by Anthony Song. Ryan Lee will take this faceoff, won by Johns Hopkins, back to Leif Benner. Hopkins will wheel this puck over the center line. Brian Zhao will take the shot, turned aside by Brown and in behind his own cage. DeAngelis will work this puck back on his backhand. Tries to find Toms, unable to connect on the pass, chased down by Ryan Lee. Brenner Granston steps around to hit. Brenner Granston in the zone. He'll fire a shot. That one gets blocked. Johns Hopkins with possession in their own zone, slowing it down behind their own cage. Wheeling it back to the outside, looking for Brian Zhao to start a rush. Zhao will take it over, dump it back to the goal scorer of Mason Albert. A shot down the wing for another shot right into the chest of Sean Brown for the save. 47 shots for Johns Hopkins so far in the game. 10 goals. It is 9:01 to go in the third period. Two-goal lead once again for Johns Hopkins. It is 10-8. Line change is coming now. It'll be Ryan Lee taking this faceoff for UMBC. Puck one once again. Mason Albert tried to get that puck to the net. That one was broken up by Lee. Hopkins able to keep it in, trying to get this puck out of the zone. Dylan Schaub able to get it over, and now Leif Benner has this one broken up by Ethan Fries. Fries with Lee with them, loses the puck to the outside, and Benner will take it back to dump it out of the zone. DeAngelis will dump it in. This one will be played by Leif Benner. He'll slow it down, allow a line change for Hopkins. 8:30 to go in the game, 10-8 for Hopkins. They'll move this one ahead, trying to look for an opportunity to make it a three-goal lead. Puck behind the net, looking for a wraparound try, turned aside by Brown. A try shot from the corner, didn't get enough of it, that one blocked. DeAngelis wheels this one out of the zone, unable to get it past the center line. Hopkins will dump it in for a line change, and Brenner Granston will play this one behind his cage. Granston, slowly but surely, out of the zone. Pulls it on his forehand, out of the center line. He's got Fries in front of him. Granston makes a move around one. Tries to make it happen himself, has that puck poking away. DeAngelis, the only man back, joined by Phil Crum. The rush by Lauren Pan the other way. Her shot goes wide, turned aside by Brown. Kept in by Hopkins along the blue line. This one will sneak out of the zone. Played offside. Hopkins plays the puck, takes a shot. This faceoff will come out into the neutral zone. Awesome. 7:36 to go in the final period. Faceoff coming in the Johns Hopkins zone. Two quick goals needed for UMBC, which they did earlier in the period and late in the second period. This game far from over. Gavin Hayes will take this faceoff for UMBC, and he will win it back to Brenner Granston. Granston skates his puck to Mill, deeks around one, deeks around two, and has himself knocked down. No call on the play as this one will be chased down by Hayes. Backhand pass taken by Feldman. This one now the other way. A shot by Crum just goes over the goal. Hayes will keep this puck in, dumps it back behind the net. This one will be chased by Crum. Collision along the boards. Jack Spence tries to keep this puck in. A battle for with Lauren Pan keeps it in. Phil Crum behind the net. Feldman will pick it up, tries a centering pass. Not having his stick down was Gavin Hayes. Johns Hopkins will get this puck out of the zone. 6:55 to go in the final period. Brenner Granston will circle this puck around patiently and look for a play. Granston will take this puck over the blue line. Granston cuts to his forehand with a shot that gets blocked over the goaltender and hits the back glass. Jack Spence tries to keep this puck in on his backhand, just barely able to. Trying to keep it around, Johns Hopkins able to squirt this puck over the line. Now once again, Jack Spence gets this puck back into the zone. Hopkins dumps this puck in. This one behind the net of Sean Brown. Hopkins able to keep this puck. Collision along the boards with Crum. UMBC trying to start this rush the other way. That one will be broken up by Leif Benner. This one will be flipped along the boards to be chased by Ethan Fries behind the Hopkins goal. Fries looking for a centering pass. That one will be broken up in front. Fries still battling for it behind the net, taken back by Johns Hopkins. This one will be bouncing over the stick of Granston, just able to keep it in, but Hopkins able to take it back, trying to find a breakaway, and Granston breaks it up, looks for a goal the other way. Granston dekes around one, knocked down. Still no call coming from the officials. Granston getting manhandled. Still no call coming, and now here's Benner the other way. That pass broken up, the spin around turned aside. That one got through to Brown, he makes the save. This puck will be flipped back out to center ice with 5:25 to go in the third period. Still a two-goal lead for Johns Hopkins. Fries will try to get this puck at the neutral zone. This one will be flipped into the glove of Brown, and he'll play it to Micah Temenak. Temenak wheels this puck behind the net, tries to work it ahead for Lee. Lee tries to spring Fries for a one-on-one. Ethan Fries, slowly but surely, he'll take this shot. That one will be turned aside by Niederkoffler. Dylan Shaw will scrum for it behind the net. Fries battles for it along the boards. He'll be joined by Ryan Lee on the boards. This one to the middle. This one for the shot taken away, knocked down. Still no call coming for the head contact. They're letting everything go at this point in the game, and now down on the ice is Brady Toms.
Are you serious?
Number 17, Dylan Schaub down on the ice, head contact on that play. Officials do not
That's
blow
not
the
funny.
Whistle.
Not at all.
4:52 to go in the third. Schaub able to skate off following the head contact. Still no power play coming for UMBC. They decide to let that one go. Ryan Lee will take this puck in the neutral zone for another faceoff. UMBC will get this puck into the zone. Phil Crum will battle for it. This one will be taken back by Johns Hopkins. DeAngelis will play this puck on the back end. He'll skate this puck over the center line. Tries to dump it to Fries on the boards. This one will go all the way back down behind the net to be played by Johns Hopkins. Puck is out in front. A turnover. And still there, unable to get the puck through. The wide open net, Niederkoffler caught off guard, UMBC unable to capitalize as the net comes off of its moorings. .428 to go in the third period, still a two-goal lead for Johns Hopkins. They have scored three unanswered goals here in the third period after two early ones for UMBC to take the lead back. And with a two-goal lead, Fries will take this faceoff against Mason Albert and win it. Tried to work it back to the point, out of the reach for Dom DeAngelis. DeAngelis will chase this puck down in his own end behind Sean Brown. He'll try to start a rush behind his own net, try to work it towards Brenner Granston. Second try does get through. Ryan Lee will try to start this rush the other way, works it over for Ethan Fries. Over the line, Fries looks for an opportunity, takes the shot, that one gets blocked by Benner. He'll try to work this one around once again. DeAngelis tries to keep this puck in and work it down low to Crum, deflected into the corner. Chase down, Crum trying to keep this puck in along to the outside. Granston, as the puck gets out of the zone, will play it at neutral ice. Brenner Granston tries to move around one, unable to get by. Ryan Lee able to get this puck into the zone. He'll take a shot. That one turned aside by Niederkoffler. Follow-up by Fries goes wide back to the point for Granston. This shot from the point doesn't get through. Fries picks it up behind the net. Works it over to DeAngelis, this puck out of his reach, and it'll go all the way down once again. DeAngelis plays this puck behind his own cage. Line changes for UMBC, bringing some fresh legs onto the ice. DeAngelis skates this puck out of his own zone and over the center line. He'll take it into the blue line himself for a slap shot. That one turned aside and blocked. Now here's Johns Hopkins trying to start a rush the other way. This one will be broken up and he's taken down. Ryan Lee will pick this puck up. 3 minutes to go in the third period. Johns Hopkins has this puck in the neutral zone. Over the center line, clearly some tired players for UMBC as Granston will chase this puck down. Brenner Granston moving this puck out of his defensive zone and over the neutral zone, carries this one into the blue zone for a shot. That one trickles over the net. This one will be covered by Niederkoffler off of the glass with 2:33 to go in the third period. Still a two-goal lead for Johns Hopkins. Time running low for UMBC to get two back here and tie this game up at 10. Lee and Freeze will come off of the ice after a long 4-minute shift as UMBC wins this next draw. And this one will come out of the zone. Brenner Granston, 4 goals in the game for him as he tries to wheel this puck around to the outside and take it back into the zone. Granston dekes to his forehand, wheels this puck around once again. He'll take this shot up in the air, blocked. Picked up by... this puck was deflected wide of the goal. This one will be dumped all the way down. That will be an icing on Johns Hopkins. 2:08 to go in the game. Icing for Johns Hopkins. A timeout will be called by Hopkins with just over 128 seconds to play. Still a 2-goal lead and trying to protect it to the end. UMBC with some time to work out a strategy for the final minutes. Timeout is done. Faceoff in the Johns Hopkins zone, won by Hopkins. This one will wheel it back on his backhand behind the net. This backhand will hit the moorings and go out of play for another faceoff. 2:02 to go in the final period. 2-goal lead for Hopkins, trying to pick up their first win of the season. UMBC trying to pick up 2 quick goals to tie this game and pick up their first win of the season. Fake draw by the referee. This one will be won by Hopkins again. He'll play this one behind the net. Control this one on the forehand to be played for Mason Albert up the wing. He'll get it past Granston, and now it's a rush for Brian Zhao down the wing. Tries it on his backhand, goes wide of the goal. This one, a centering pass for Zhao again. That one broken up. Now trying to start a rush up ahead for Granston. Granston's going to go one-on-one with Benner. He'll have that one poked away and dumped into the zone for a shot on goal turned aside by Niederkoffler. With 90 seconds left in the game as Johns Hopkins will start this rush trying to kill some time. This one will be poked away by Lee. Lee trying to make something happen here. Ryan Lee still trying to work for it along the outside with his stick. Puck wheeled behind the net. Hopkins still has it now, 1:10 to go in the game. Brian Zhao with it for UMBC, taken away by Brenner Granston and dumped in. So it'll go all the way down to Sean Brown, under a minute to go in the game. Icing on Johns Hopkins, 54.7 left, still with the 2-goal lead to protect. On the ice for UMBC in this final minute will be Ethan Fries, Dom DeAngelis, Brenner Granston, and Phil Crum, along with Ryan Lee. Fries will take this faceoff. One by Freeze, trying to dump this puck behind the net. Johns Hopkins will get it back and take in Brenner Granston out of the play, unable to keep this puck in. Still battling for it, 40 seconds to go in the game as Lee has an opportunity down the wing. His shot turned aside by Niederkoffler. There'll be another faceoff in the Hopkins zone following the save for Niederkoffler. 33 shots on goal in the game for UMBC. It'll be Ryan Lee to take this faceoff, trying to win it back to Brenner Granston, and he does. This one will go back to Granston at the blue line. Granston throws this one back to the net. Sean Brown will be pulled. This one, the shot by DeAngelis turned aside. Brown out of the net, extra skater now for UMBC as this puck comes out to neutral ice. DeAngelis still has it. He'll try to carry this puck into the zone. He gets around one. Hopkins able to get this puck out of the zone. Granston still looking to control. 15 seconds to go. Granston, time running down now. Granston trying to take this himself. He'll take a shot turned aside, and this one will be cleared out of the zone, and it'll be an empty net goal for Brian Zhao with 4 seconds to go to make this 11-8 with 2 seconds left in the game. One final faceoff will come here with 2 seconds left, 11-8 for UMBC, as this one will be in the books once again shortly. Final faceoff will be taken by Ryan Lee, and that will do it for this one as the final seconds will tick off of the clock. Johns Hopkins, 11-8 winners in this one. An early comeback for Johns Hopkins. They start off with a 3-goal lead in this one. They lead 7-3 during the second period. UMBC with 5 unanswered goals to take an 8-7 lead, and then 4 unanswered goals by Johns Hopkins will end up with an 11-8 win. Johns Hopkins with their first win of the season. UMBC still searching for their first as this game is done. That'll do it for this one. 11-8, the final score. Johns Hopkins, the victors. UMBC 8, Johns Hopkins 11. Brenner Grantston with 4 goals on the game, also scoring Ethan Fries, Dylan Schaub, and Dom DeAngelis. Sean Brown stopping 39 shots on the night on 50 shots against as UMBC takes balls on this one 11-8.